Thank you.
What's really amazing to me is that this program kicked out, didn't put Silver Vein on top. I believe, and I haven't run the race, but I believe with phase three or synergism or phase one, Silver Vein will come on top, and it's a super negative class drop. Would you like to comment on that, or would someone else, Brohammer?
Spencer, you took the microphone away.
If you were to look at the one adjust, that microphone's live right there in front of you.
Is this one live?
Let me just mention this. If you looked at the one adjustment, there's no question but what silver's going to come up. In fact, I indicated to you that silver and one would be the bet off the automatic adjustment. And that's not altogether a bad bet, right? However, since we have an energy differential, one is 160.11 and silver is 166.27, I indicate in the manual, and please direct your attention to this, that's about a 6-point energy difference between the best router and the sprinter. And at my tracks, it is necessary for a sprinter to stretch out successfully against routers to usually have 7 points, a 7-point advantage over the best router. So right away, I know that this horse is vulnerable. And also, I know because of the energy differential that the two adjustment is appropriate.
Can I comment now?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're absolutely right. Several people have said that. See, the consensus horse is Silver Vein. The horse has run second twice in a row at $25,000. He's 5 years old. He's still got a lot of career in front of him to drop him to 16. A lot of heavy hitters are still going to come after that horse, and it's up to you to go against it. I mean, they'll beat you sometimes, but when you're getting 8-5 on a horse that shouldn't be dropped like that, it's time to go against the horse. Plus, I'm just looking up on a part-time chart that I take from Bruce Schwartz around the country. The 112, 112 and 1 equates to about a 145, 145 and 1 in a route. And don't some of these horses do a little better than that routing?
Yeah.
So he doesn't come up on top if you pay attention to the pars. He does not come on top in the race. Plus, one last thing, he's a 5-year-old with 43 starts, right? You got 10 of them available to you, and you see that they tried to route him one time, and it was not successful, right? If anybody at all associated with that horse thought he could route, he'd have routes in there, at this age especially. Chances are they tried to route him when he was 3 years old, found out he couldn't route. So that's another negative when you're trying to figure out if a horse can go long to start with. Every horse can go a mile and a 16th. It depends on how slow the other horses he's with decide to go. And sure enough, at 8-5, he gets beat again. Ran second again. He'll probably run second at 12, and he'll probably run second at 8, unless somewhere along the line he does recover his form.
Thank you.
Are you through?
We got another question over here. We have another question.
Another question somewhere?
Yeah.
Speed
what up?
Go ahead with the question.
Well, we were talking other yesterday about the Andy Beyer figures and they're in the racing form. If you do phase one with a racing form variant, it does not pick out the winner. Interesting enough, it makes number one there, Jimble Jum, with the winner. But if you use Andy Beyer's figures to make your variant, it picks up the winner like zip, using the phase one.
Is there a question there?
No, it's an observation. That The Beyer figures do pick the winner here.
Well, the Beyer figures are to make your variant.
Right. Okay.
Make your variant. I don't understand.
That's all right. As long as he does. We won't get into variants in here, but as long as he understands. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get Bradshaw up here now. Jeremy? The race is the next one in the sequence, isn't it?
I think so.
Thanks, Glenn.
Okay, my race is the Jim the Hat race.
page 14. You know, I told you last night that there are two things that you must do before that you can win at horse races, is be able to get contenders and pace lines. Now, there's really no right pace line as much as there are predictable pace lines. So you're looking for predictable pace lines and predictable paces that could be run in today's race. On this particular day, this was the second race at Remington Park. On this day was a decent day at the track. I hit 8 of 9 races, so it wasn't a bad day. And I had quite a few exactas and the pick six, so, you know, it's a good day. Now, you've got a lot of different people that are showing you races, and as many people that you have, you're going to have a wide variety of ways to pick contenders and ways to pick pace lines. Now, personally, I don't even know what the buyer's numbers represent and could care less. I pick my contenders based on the horses that are in today's race. And you're going to get quite a bit of difference in the way that I pick lines or someone else picks lines. That's why you're going to say that there isn't right lines or wrong lines, but predictable lines. I think it is good that with this many people, with this many races, to give you ideas on how to pick contenders and how to look for predictable pace lines. You know, you don't have to question someone, why did you use that particular line? I would have used this line. Use the one that you want to use. You know, that's your prerogative. One thing that you got to remember is the man that did these races won that race on the line that he used and on the contenders that he selected. I may not have used the line that some of them used. I may not have used some of the horses that some of them used. But that, again, is my prerogative. You may not use some of the horses, may wonder why I didn't use some of the horses in this race. You may use different horses. Say, well, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Because I am looking for the winner of a horse race. I have heard Tom Brohammer say many times, don't put a horse into the computer unless you're willing to bet on that horse if he comes up. Now, I'm going to show you the first thing that I do to start looking for contenders. Now, one of the first things is start marking tandems. In case that you are new to the methodology and you haven't heard of the tandem or know exactly what we're talking about on a tandem is where two or more horses have run against each other, preferably in their last race. At today's track, at today's distance. Now, I may go back 4 or 5 races It doesn't matter to me, but I'm telling you that this is one of the first things that I do is to look at. And this is the only mark that you'll find on my racing form is the mark for a tandem. Because I want to know horses that have run against each other. The second thing I do is find the horse at today's distance that ran the best against the pace of the race. That means up close or up close finish. And a lot of times you'll find that this may be your two or three tandem horses. And this is where I start in the matchup. Now everything I do is the matchup. I match horse A against horse B against horse C, till I come up with the logical contenders in today's race. Now if I'm going to put them in the computer, then I'm going to look deeper and further. Or if I'm going to not use the computer, I'm going to look deeper and further than the last race. I'm going to use the last race as a measuring of the horse's condition. What kind of condition is he in? Now, you'll never hear me talk about class, drops, or ups, or downs. I don't know anything about that. And dates, I pay little attention to the dates. I have very little faith in these guys that run around with that shovel in their hand. But I do say, well, if they got that horse in, surely they got him ready. So I'm giving them a little bit of credit. Not much, but some. All right, now, I would mark. And I think that most of my tandems are marked in this race. The horse that ran the best against today's pace is Faithful Witness. Had to because he won the race. Now, in anybody's book, in anybody's track, this is going to be one of the top two favorites. You know that. Everybody's going to like this horse. Today's a turf race, right off the turf, at today's distance. Going a little bit further. Going a little bit further today. Going a mile and an eighth. I haven't got a mile and an eighth, so I settle on the mile. I'd rather use a mile and an eighth. Okay? So I'm going to use Faithful Witness as the matchup horse. Tovia came out of the same tandem. Okay? Right off the last race. Now, a tandem isn't as predictable if the distance is different today. And we can already see that today's distance is 9 furlongs. All right, now I start looking at Faithful Witness. Faithful Witness barely won the race. Barely won the race. Now, I'm asking my question. I ask myself, now, is this horse, is he barely winning, or is he wanting more distance, or can he go more distance? Tovia, he failed at a mile, but why did he fail? Because he was headed. And probably at a mile and an eighth, he could go ahead and pass Faithful Witness. I've matched these two horses. I know these two horses are contenders in today's race. Now, my feeling on the race is that this is going to be a sustained race. Not because it's on the turf, not because it's a 9 furlong, but because these are sustained horses, but somebody's going to have to take the lead, and these are horses that really don't like it. Tovia and Faithful Witness are the only two horses that have ever had the lead at the 6 furlong mark. So I'm really looking for a sustained horse to win today's race. Say, well, Faithful Witness is a sustained horse. It was in that particular race, but I think the horse is going to run more early today, or a little more early, going to run a little early. So now I've got to start looking for other contenders. Trigger's Choice. Definitely a sustained horse. Last race shows that he's in condition. Slow second call. 85 speed rating. But the horse has won at a mile on the turf. My times are 111.3, 137.2. And a 46.4. His 2 mile races on the turf is 48.1, 112.4, 138.4, beaten 12, 10, 15. At the end. That horse only lost 3 lengths in that total race. Definitely sustained. So I'm going to give the horse a shot and move down and take him off the 46.4, 112, 137.4 as a win. Because I'm looking for a sustained horse. Say, well, that's 91. I don't care. Say, well, it's a lower class. I don't care. That's my matchup. Snuggles Closer. I don't think the horse has much of a shot. He comes out of the, he's not sustained, he's not early, he's nothing. But I did put him in because he came out of the same tandem, second race back. Participator, I didn't use. My rationale on that particular reasoning was that a 113, he wins, that he's going to have to run a lot faster. Best he's ever run is a 112.4 off of a 140 mile at Oaklawn Park. So I don't use the horse as a contender. Fool's Foit. If I throw out Precipitator, then I can't use Fool's Foit because Precipitator is a faster horse than Fool's Foit. Same with D. Joe Akins. So really, I have three horses that I think have a shot to win the race. Tovia, Faithful Witness, and Chigger's Chance. Now, as I say, I put in Snuggle Closer. Now, be my guest, put in any horse you want to put in. If you want to put in Precipitator and Fool's Foit, put them in. You know, that's your prerogative to put in whatever you want to. I'm telling you what I did and my rationale behind it. Yes, sir. I completely ignore everything but the horse. I don't care. I completely ignore it.
What line did you use?
On who? Last line. Came out of the same tandem.
What made you think this race was going to run on a more sustained basis than the mile race?
Why did I think it was going to run? Because of the nature of the way that Tovia and Faithful Witness runs, that I think that they'll both try to get to the lead at the 6 furlong, and that they'll head each other. Now, that was my feeling on the race. And I'm willing, you know, it's my race, and I'm willing to win or lose on it.
I just want some insight into
it. Yeah, that is my feeling on the race. That it's going to run sustained, and I'm looking for the best sustained horse. Now, there isn't any doubt who has the best or third closing fraction in the race. Chigger's Chance. You know, here's a horse that gains 12 lengths and wins a race. Now, if I think sustained's going to win, and I'm going to put him into the computer, I'm going to put him into where he ran a good race. Now, I don't need to tell you the horse won the race and paid $13. Tovia ran second, and I got the exacta. Faithful Witness ran third, and they don't have trifectas, or I'd have had it. Because in all reality, I threw out Snuggles Closer. I just like that name.
Folks, let me stop for a moment. Everybody just go get, I passed some of these out, but it's going to take a long time. Now's the time for you to get the book with the readouts and the answers. I think you've been held in suspense long enough. So if you go back and have Dan, those who don't have one of these, Dan will give you one.
There are really three types of sustained horses. There's a horse that is early and extends his energy from wire to wire, but runs late. There is a sustained that is one part early and one part late. And then there is a late horse, which is just a one fraction, last fraction horse. Strike the Goal is a prime example of that. Chigger's Chance is a one move, late fraction horse.
Before Jimmy showed you this, let me. This is the reason I passed this out. This is a very important thing here, and it's explained on page 75 of the manual I just handed out to you. Here's some more of them for those who didn't get one. And Shane's getting some more from us. Turn to page 75. It's very easy if you wish to intellectualize what Jimmy does intuitively. It's very easy to do it. A, do you all accept the fact that the last line for Chigger's choice was adequate enough to say that he is now coming into form, he's coming into condition? He has what Howard yesterday explained was a plus within an O race. It's an excessive, even though it's on the dirt and this is a turf race. Now you see where I've used the word toss? I have tossed out the two non-turf lines. Where does that put his last two turf races? If you toss out the dirt, well, that puts them the second and third race back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it not? Anybody disagree with this? The man who's asking about form and all this other stuff. All I'm doing is interpolating Oklahoma into Las Vegas English here. And this is exactly what Jimmy told you, but I'm going to do it visually. If you toss those two lines, where is his last turf line? It's the last race, isn't it? Anybody not see this? Look at the last three lines. You've got a line showing him coming into condition. That's his last line on the dirt. Two lines back on the turf, he was definitely not in condition. Go back to the third line, and that's the race he used. So what Jimmy really did was only use the third line back. Two out of three was in condition. One he was not. If he had used the one where he was totally out of condition, totally out of contention, he wouldn't have won the race. So all he's doing is taking the best of two lines, of two turf lines, because bear in mind, this is a turf race. Now, does anybody disagree with that? Because if you disagree with it, tell Jimmy you disagree, because that's my... It's all explained here as the best I can. Look in the fact that the horse is actually dropping today, you people who like class. Jimmy says, I don't use class. But in a $13,000 allowance race where it did badly, remember, you're at Remington Park now, folks. He did badly, way over its head. $20,000 claiming is where he did well, so he's actually dropping today. Any argument with that? These are the kinds of things that go on in this genius mind over here that he does not like to verbalize, but that's how he got this race. Now, show him the screen.
And another thing I did notice, I didn't say anything about, but this horse has made more money on the turf than the other two. You know, look at the favorite, Tovia. Only made $1,000 for a third place finish.
The APV of the winner is 146% on the turf.
Who didn't get one of these? There you go.
And these are cheap horses at Remington Park. And you're going to find that we have very few repeats winners on the turf or dirt or the year even. we got one old baby new shoes that just outruns everybody and does. You know, we have horses that we know that can do this, but there are very few repeat winners. Got people at playrooms in park. David plays it, Mike plays it.
Come out OU special.
Huh? Yeah, OU. But there are very few that this precipitator doesn't repeat. You know, I'd have a hard time betting on the horse even when he won, knowing who trains him. But now, this is how I got the horse. And it was a one-horse bet, I'm sorry. Now, I think my wife bet on Snuggle a little closer. She liked the name, too. Now, I think she went with a baby Vetovia, but we did have the Exacta also. So these are things that you can look for in looking at lines, looking at contenders. Now, Howard did run the race of the first turf race. and used the 9 beaten links. Limit that he has said to do. And the horse came up with 9 beaten links. And I knew it would come up because I knew it was sustained, and I knew that it would come up if you did that. So, but why should I do that when I can go back one, and if it comes up, I'll feel more comfortable betting the horse? Now, as I say, be my guest. If you want to put in precipitator and fool's foit, you know, I'd have a hard time putting in D.J. Aikens. I'd just have a real difficult time putting it in. And, you know, put in snuggle a little closer. I put it in. Yes, sir. None. I didn't even know they had work. I'm sorry. I do not pay any attention to it. I want to know, I don't want to take my mind away from what is happening. And if I start looking at this and that and this and that, then I'm looking for reasons to find some horse or something. I want to get the best horses in today's race. Now, you know, say, well, why didn't you bet Atovia? Well, I did on an exacta. And I probably had Tovia on a daily double. I think we had a first-time starter that, or pretty close in the first race. I don't remember. But I did hit the double that day.
The Chigga's last speed rating was about 775. Jim, you wouldn't have went back?
Yeah, I probably would have. I go back and look at turf lines. Okay. Now, not so much at Rivington Park, but say Louisiana Downs and Fairgrounds, I always look at turf lines. At Rivington, they've been running everything on the turf.
And what do you do with the horse? What's better than a horse in here that had never run the grass? And he compares favorably the faithful witness he told me as a potential case that we've set up. He's never run the grass.
Yeah, just start the question again. Just
answer. All right.
The question is that if you have a dirt horse in here, he's never run on the grass.
Okay. His question is if there's a horse in there that has never run on the grass but has a favorable pace to Faithful Witness and Tovia, what would I do? Generally, if he ran real good against that pace, I may use the horse as a contender because I would know, I would look back at, say, Faithful Witness and see what his normal times are on the dirt. And I would say a horse that ran on the dirt with comparable times to Faithful Witness and Tovia would win the turf race at Rivington Park, because it's that much faster than the dirt. So there are other ways to look at races and to say how much, here you've got a horse that is running on the turf that has never been on the turf, but he's got a good last line. The horse is in condition, he's ready, they've put him on the turf. Now look at a horse that has run on the turf and see what he did on the dirt. See how much he improved coming onto the turf course. Say if he had a 110.4 and he dropped down to a 111.4, then a 111.4 on the dirt would not outrun Faithful Witness or Tovia. It's just a general matchup. Dirt to dirt, turf to turf. and then take it and say, okay, this horse is going to maybe improve this much because this horse improved this much. And that gets back to your regular form, and if you're going to use your form, that's fine, yes. That would be the way. And the same thing, you know, as you would a sprinter going into a round. Maybe he can, maybe he can't. Maybe this horse is going to stop out there and eat. You know, we're taking maybe a little bit of a guess. But that's what we're doing a lot of times in a horse race anyway. We're trying to predict today what's going to happen 2 weeks ago with a different matchup. Yes, sir.
The question that I have in this race is that you have the two horses, Tovia and Faithful, that have run against a much faster pace for the second call. Why then would you go to a horse that's really a third fraction horse that has run against a much slower pace for the second call when there is no obvious early speed in this race?
Okay, the question, I'm sure you heard it with the microphone. In looking at the pace, at a 46.4 compared to a 47.1, I make them equal at the second call. I say the 112 is equal to the 111.1, or 111.3, whatever that, 111. For every step that a horse must run faster at the first call, he must make up at the end. I'd say that this horse is going to be able to run a little slower than a 46.4, so he can stay up with these horses that are, you know, they're just two lengths. And this horse closes like a bandit anyway. I'd say there isn't, you know, with the first call like it is, 47.1 compared to a 46.4 and a 112 and a 111.3, there, I don't think there's that much difference. All right, any other questions? You know, like I say, don't feel bad if you don't get the races that someone else got. Don't feel bad if you don't work the race the way I worked it. Just feel bad that you didn't get the winner. Now I'm going to show you the printouts are in here, but Spencer, you have that race. And we're going to show it on the, I'm going to show you something. And you can run it through. You could run two lines through. You could run the one with the nine beaten lengths. I just prefer not to do that because I don't know that they shut that horse down and made him run that he would come in five. Why not five, you know? Here are the 8 furlong lines.
Those horses are really moving, Jimmy.
Oh, there they are. Hey.
Now we're going to run this through just like it is. Now, if you look at what I just said to Doc, the 46.4 compared to a 47.1 and the 111.3, I just call them about equal. You know, I don't think there's that much difference. All right, let's go right through, Spencer. All right, we have a 159 to a 161. Now, this is going to say, okay, this race is going to need to be number two adjusted. Glenn Conley just told you that in New Orleans, I showed a procedure to where I very rarely use the two adjust. And most of the people that I showed this to have had tremendous success using this procedure. Now, go ahead, Spencer. Now, we're not going to two adjusted, but it was going to say that. We're going to go ahead. Now, let's run Thurimation.
There I go.
I went right across that screen first, Jimmy.
Tom won. All right, now, you can see that on the early side, we've got these two horses dead heated. They dead heat, almost with a dead heat, half length separated them. And it's showing this. All right, now let's look at number six. Now look at there. That is not, that doesn't match the Thurimation. That's saying sustained. Who's the best sustained horse in the race? Chigger. Okay. Now go to the next screen. Now we have faithful witness Tovia, and look at Chigger, he's not that far out. Now which screen matches Thurimation? EXDC. Now if you want to go with the early, then those are your two horses, right? Now there was about a 2-point separation. So we're going to say, okay, if we two adjusted this race, we'll probably get Chigger. And Chigger shows up on the opposite screen. Chigger is our contra horse. Now, do you follow what I'm saying? We're not two adjusting. We're looking at the screen that matches Thurimation. It's early. The opposite screen is sustained in this particular instance. So the opposite screen is predicting what is going to show up if you two adjust. Let's go through two adjust. Look at there. Sustained. Let's run nine first. I always run nine first. All right, now with the two, we still get these two horses. Okay. Now, sustain opposite screen, We're getting Chigger. Okay, let's go back through and auto-project this race and take a look at it.
Let me ask you one question, guys, first, ladies and gentlemen. How do turf races run? Regardless?
Sustained.
Sustained, right? So the turf race, way they run, overrides the EXDC. As long as you know that, that's good. I'm proud of you.
Now we auto projected this. Just automatic adjusted. 9. Same 2 horses. Sustained. See, the program is calling this sustained. The first screen that pops up is the way that the computer is seeing the race set up. All right, let's go through and 2 adjust it off of the auto project. Look at there. Who is the best at today's distance? Now let's look and find the screen that matches now. See, we didn't have to go through all this if we just look at the opposite screen. But now I auto-projected it and 2 adjusted it, and it came out the way that the opposite screen saw it in the first place. Yes, sir.
Yes, Jim, I just want to point out, I picked up a good winner the other day by using, whenever